Pick up the Mendem. Welcome to Pitch Picks. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe. Also, subscribe to our actual Pitch Picks page because we'll be posting shorts there, mini segments from the full episode on there as well. So please be sure to like and subscribe. We just got done watching Forest. Big win. First win at home.
Whoa, what are we doing with the Forest game? Why don't we start in there?
Why not? They just won.
What just happened?
Zah's eating cherry pie. Cool drink of water, such a sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown Zah cry. Sweet cherry pie. Rudy, give him the cherry pie.
Oh no!
A fucking fresh baked cherry pie for Zimbo. 4-0, he predicted on the show. 4-0. I got no sugar in there because I know you're on a little diet ting, my boy. But you know what? I got you a whole pie to eat because you talk all that shit. Big man ting, puffed out chest. You know the type of ting, them way there, fam. And you want to come out here and you've been ducking me. No pro clubs all weekend. Oh, I'm busy, man. I got stuff to do. I'm busy. I'm watching the Mets. No, today I'm not going to watch the Forest match with you because I can't be in the same room as you. But now you're stuck in here with me. And you have given your lashings every day, every week, every second. And now we're here, Zah. You're in the Reshi zone. And you know what? It's only going to go downhill from here. So enlighten me. What happened?
Yummy here. Zah, I don't. I'm just a messenger.
Looks nice. Where'd you get that from?
Wow.
From Burnmouth. Cherries are out of season in America, but they're always in season at the Vitality.
Zah, I think you just have to...
You have to eat it.
Yeah, you gotta...
Take a bite.
You gotta dig in there, or at least speak. You can't just do this whole
4-0!
Say nothing.
4-0! You sat on this show and said 4-0. You come around saying Ten Hag's playing haram ball. What about Mikel Terrorista? Starting 4 center backs and 3 holding midfielders. Mikel Terrorista, you want to talk about haram ball, my boy? Come on. Stand up for yourself.
Zah, this is a bad look, man. I mean, when we win, you're dancing on his grave. You're doing the chimichanga dance. You're doing the conga line. And now we lose, and you got to say something. You got to speak up for yourself.
Get up.
He's got tears coming out of his eyes right now.
Get up, Zah.
Nah, I gotta hand it to him.
He's got tears coming out of his eyes.
As a man, there comes a time. Comes a time in your life as a man where you just, you know, you just put it up, put your hand, as Dave Portnoy says, you know, you just put your hand up and you know, you take it on the chin. And no,
you just got your ass beat.
You just gotta bow down to.
Oh my God! What did you guys orchestrate? Not the violins. I did not see this coming.
And this is the shit. I hope you clip this. Clip this.
It's like
I'm gonna
Titanic.
Clip this, and I'm gonna tag every single Arsenal player on this. I want them to see. I want nice. Them to see this. I just want them to see so that they just so they know in life what's on the line. I think they must be just, you know, they must be in their own bubble. They live in their own world. Training ground, you know, go to the game and all, which is good. Protect them from what's going on in the outside and all that. But in moments like this, it's necessary for that to be clipped and tagged so that Declan Rice, Raheem Sterling
hooked,
so that Kai Havertz
clamped,
so that William Saliba
red card,
so that Gabriel. So that Calafiori, so that Ben White, so that Mikel Merino,
Mikel Arteta,
Thomas Partey, yeah, he's all right. But Thomas Partey, too, he's part of the team. Rice, I said him, Havertz. Gabriel Martinelli.
You're just going to name the whole team?
And the manager himself.
Let's not forget the youth academy.
Mikel Arteta. I hope that's clipped and they see that.
Do you want them to know what you're going through?
Yeah, because maybe they're protected in their own little world that they don't know what it means to wear an Arsenal shirt.
I think it's pathetic that you three little fucking twats have been waiting 6 months to see this day. Arsenal hasn't lost in 6 months, and the second they do, you three little twats team up with your pussy ass mini violins.
Yeah, it's because
and just piss on everyone's grave. And don't even get me started with your bitch ass and fucking voodoo that you guys have been running. Forrest, this is you're on top of the world because you're 10th, and you guys still fucking suck.
When you lose next weekend, newsflash for you, and we win without Kudus at West Ham lineup.
Just wait till me and Zaga get our lick back. When Arsenal beats Liverpool on Saturday and we get our fucking lick back, just wait. Just wait.
Why we do it, Nikki Smokes? Because you lot out there going, we're going to go, we could go invincible maybe. We might go unbeaten.
Who said that?
All your fans. Go search Arsenal Invincible and you'll find it. Zaz laughing because he knows. You guys were saying that you might beat Carvalho and Terry's goals conceded record this season with your two center backs. So, Holland, you have the best defensive back pairing in the league. You're going to go least goals conceded. You've already conceded, I think, 8, maybe if not more.
Just looking at it, it is 8. And Forrest has allowed 6.
Exactly.
All right, let me start
United, how shit we are.
No,
9.
You lot are shit. But look, I will say this. I'll take off my Arsenal bias, and I'll say this loss was coming. We haven't looked great. Honestly, since we blew that game against City the last 15 seconds, yes, we've been winning, but it's been squeaky bum time for way too long. Now, did I think the loss was going to come against Bournemouth? No. And I will say this. Even with us playing with 10 men, we should still be trying to win games. And, like, we should be winning games. Like, that's how good this team is supposed to be. And they can't get the fucking job done. And I don't have the answers. Do you have any answers, Zah? Like, how do they right this ship?
It's, first of all, it's embarrassing. I mean, I'm getting the piss taken out of every single Arsenal fan is getting the piss taken out of them. A lot of talk. I mean, people are, of course, the big moment is the Saliba red card. That's just a moment. The loss is on the team. No one's played well. It's pathetic. I don't want to overreact and go too crazy because these things do live online and you're held to what you say. But it's unacceptable. Our attack is absolutely pathetic. We can't score one-on-one chances. I'm talking to you, Gabriel Martinelli. We can't create chances. I saw a stat that we only had one shot on target the entire 90 minutes. We're meant to be this team that is meant to be good, challenging, and all that. And yet, three games we've blown on our doing. Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. The Man City game, we blew. Red card, but we blew that game. The Brighton game, we drew. Red card, blew that game too. And now this one, red card, blew that. And honestly, it's come so fucking early before fucking Christmas, but we are now at a make or break moment where this week will tell you everything that you need to know for Arsenal's season, for the rest of Arsenal's
season. So if they lose to Liverpool Saturday, season's over?
I did not say that. You said that. I said this week will tell you everything you need to know. More importantly, today's game is probably the most important game ever. Because if that game is not won with what happened this weekend, with the state at which the fan base is right now, I tell you, we are approaching dangerous. The times that I was making fun of him, with the Ten Hag in, Ten Hag out crew, that will be us. That will be us. End of today, if they don't win.
I'm already seeing Arteta out on the timeline.
There it is.
And 6 seasons into this project.
There it is. People are now doing
6 seasons.
And it's not even our fans. It's it's assholes like that guy sitting in the fucking corner that now the Arsenal fans are discussing amongst themselves, and then Mr. Oh, I'm smart. I know what happened in the past. Let's visit the history books. What did Arteta win? What did he then? It's two Arsenal fans arguing. Then he then comes in, chimes in, asking, "Oh, let's keep score. How many fucking trophies does he have?" It's got nothing to do with you. They're the people causing problems. But unfortunately, we don't live in a bubble, and Arteta's seat is hot.
Oh, no, it's so sad when it happens to you, but you lot been doing it to us. You've been doing it to everyone else, and now when everyone wants to get involved in your business, you can't take it. And that's why it's so fucking rich with you fuckers. It's so fucking rich. You dish it out, but as soon as the tides turn, you guys can't take it. And the tears are so toxic.
I'm here.
So toxic.
Lesser man would have watched
the Forest game in a different room.
For the listeners,
me, Chief, Maresh, we're all watching the game in the cave. I texted Zah, "Hey, come hate watch Forest with me and Maresh," and he goes, "Nah, it's better that I'm not in the same room with that clown."
Why was that? Because we were doing this right after the Forest.
You couldn't just sit there and watch the game.
You would have wasted all of his takes.
Unfortunately, that's just not how I work. If I'm sitting next to Maresh, especially him wearing that disgusting fucking top that he's wearing, there is no ways that I'm going to fucking talk about the Gilmore Girls sitting next to fucking Maresh watching a football
game.
I mean, I barely talked. I was so zoned in on the match with Smokes and Chiefs. So.
I would have been talking.
Yeah, well,
that's on
wasted
you.
Wasted all your takes. I think that was a professional.
Yeah,
choice.
Smart.
Well,
I swear to God, if Arsenal,
Kepa Arrizabalaga, coming in and taking 3 points. Kepa Arrizabalaga.
That Guwop fucking gangster almost blew.
I was
too stewing
all fucking. I promise. That's why I'm laughing.
I had
crying.
To.
I was stewing all weekend. If you don't laugh, I will die.
I had to really check the team sheet to make sure that it was Kepa Arrizabalaga, the man that was laughed out of the Premier League somehow into a starting job at Real Madrid, only to come back to Chelsea and go on loan to Bournemouth and do that to you. He didn't do anything. You guys had zero shots before.
He passed it to them.
He had zero shots on target.
He almost blew it.
While you had 11 men.
We really are embarrassing. It's
I just got like a rush of rage in my body.
It's like, what do I do? It's, I get embarrassed. I've been getting fucking dog walked across the fucking internet. My video of me talking about the Saliba incident thing is going crazy on Facebook. People calling all kinds
Facebook?
Of-
Why you posting?
That's not what
Facebook?
You want,
dude. If you're going viral on Facebook, you fucked up.
That is all kind of names.
That is
they're
a
making
dark
fun
scene.
Of. They're making fun of me and all that.
What are they saying about you?
Calling me I'm an idiot. They say I have a fucking big head.
I don't like that, Zah.
No, I don't like that.
Listen to the fucking point I'm making about the Saliba incident instead of just fucking laughing and calling me big head and all that.
We love you here. Yeah. You know that.
It's all love.
What was the point you were making about Saliba? That it shouldn't have been a red? I don't think that's a crazy take.
Again, you can pretty much just play. Go back to a previous episode. Play exactly what I said, and he's gonna play exactly what I said from a previous episode. He's gonna just, the Maresh is just gonna sit there and discount it and go, oh, this that, all the nonsense. It's the same script. It's the same fucking script. And you literally could not make it up. It was put there right in front of our eyes. Could not get blatant. Saliba on Saturday, the ball is, I forgot
who, 45 yards away.
He's in the center circle. I forgot who passed it to Evan Nielsen.
Trossard.
To Evan Nielsen. Was it Trossard? Mm-hmm.
Trossard tried to play it back, and he played a great through ball.
Through ball to Evan Nielsen, right? This pass, everybody is now claiming, oh, this ball is going direct to goal. The Chelsea one is going away from goal. No, it ain't. The fucking angle where it's coming from makes it that no matter how perfect Evan Nielsen's touches, the angle that is coming from and the weight of the pass, no matter how perfect his first touches, Ben White on the cover is a factor. Ben White on the cover is a factor. That's a fact. Saliba himself, it's 45 yards out. Sky Sports is jumping through fucking hoops and circles and whatever the fuck you jump through trying to justify the Arsenal red card because they're comparing it. They're doing top speeds, top speed analysis, fucking doing, whipping out, what's that thing you measure? Angles? The
protractor.
Whipping out the fucking protractor.
They brought out a protractor?
A protractor trying to tell me some formulas. You're trying to prove that Evan Nielsen would have gotten to the keeper faster than fucking Ben White. They're doing it all, Nicky Smokes. They're doing
that. They're doing tricks on it. If they're bringing out the protractor, that's crazy.
That comes out. He gets fouled. I think the referee makes a brilliant decision in that case. Brilliant decision.
It was a brilliant decision.
The correct decision. Because that is consistent with what happened in the Chelsea game and in our game. Consistent. Yellow card, it's too far away from goal for it to be considered. There's four factors that go into it. The three things, it ticked off the three things. People, the new rules are going around and all that. It's going viral and on thing. The goal, the distance away from goal factor is the key thing. Where it's 45 yards away, a lot can happen between that. The guy has to bring the ball under control. He has to dribble it with two guys chasing him back and all. And yeah, so the referee gives a yellow. It's called a foul. Of course, Howard Webb is in the crowd.
Oh, here we go.
He has his earpiece. My brother, I'm mentioning facts. He's sitting in the seats. He has an earpiece to listen to what's going on. He has a cell phone to watch footage. He has an earpiece that is the direct line. That is the direct line to the referees, not the stuff that we hear on the broadcast. It's the communication between the referee and the actual VAR joint. He is that. He's listening into that. Who knows what the fuck that's going on? I think he should. Court of public opinion says that he has influence. He's saying no. He should release evidence to exonerate himself. And until he does that, people will still think that. And what's no matter what he says. And then of course VAR comes over the top, and because it's Arsenal, it gets changed. The Chelsea one stays the same. It's as simple as that. The bias is very there. It's there, blatant for people to see. I've now said my part. I mean, I sound like a broken record. I know I'm fucking boring you guys. It's bias. It's what it is. I'm not touching this anymore. On to you guys. What do you guys think? Was it bias? Or am I right? Or am I just whining again, as usual? Oh, Arsenal fans, just shut up, whine, take the decisions. You guys just complain. Oh, you're the only ones that get screwed on the planet. I'm quiet now.
This is going to surprise you. But I think it's a red card.
Like, how do you live with yourself?
No. Get back in your chair.
Why should I just fucking sit here and just...
I have sat here for 8 matches and taken nothing but lashings from you two fucking knobs. And now, when the going gets tough for you, you want to quit just like you did on stream. Just like when you do on your TikTok streams when Arsenal go down. You want to quit. Yeah. I run the tape back and I'll show everybody when you said I'm leaving. No.
This is Maresh's Super Bowl.
I've taken it. Now you sit there and eat your fucking pie.
Damn, and he put the pie on the table too. That's crazy.
Apart from the red cards, you have to look at your manager who's 6 years into his project. He's played 3 of his matches with 10 men, and now he can't manage his team for most of the match with 10 men. He's got the most experience in the league at doing it this season, but he takes off Sterling to play a defensive game when he's already got, 7 defensive players on the field?
Grab your nuts.
Kivior sucks.
Go for it.
This is a game you have to win when you've got Liverpool. Knowing that you're not going to have Saliba for the next match, you need at least a point here. And he just bends over and takes it. What is that? Magic Mick? Nah, that ain't Magic Mick.
It's
that
Super Mick.
I don't give a fuck what superlative you want to give him. It ain't any of them.
I wish I knew what superlative meant, but okay. I mean, do you have anything or are you just...
Best player. Wait. You gave a shout for best player in the league to David Raya, who's had an absolute shitter.
Hey. He just got engaged the night before.
I don't give a shit what you did.
Player, he should have did it during international break, like the start of it, not 2 days before. But you know why? Because he was probably laying pipe. He had no fucking testosterone, and it showed on the pitch on Saturday.
He's laid a shitter, but he apparently is shot for best player in the Prem.
Yeah. Also, what kind of dedication have you gotten engaged the night before the game?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not here to knock a guy down for getting engaged, but I agree with you. It should have been done earlier in the week.
Could have done on Thursday.
Or the fucking first day of international break.
Something.
That would have worked, too. Mm-hmm. I would have liked that. Hey, there's a reason why boxers don't jerk off before a fight or have sex. You need testosterone.
I got something for Zah. Red cards since Arteta has become the manager. So of the big six, Arsenal is 17, Chelsea 11, United 7, Liverpool 6, Man City 9, Tottenham 9.
You say 11?
For Chelsea, 17 for Arsenal.
17 reds?
Under Arteta.
That's a lot of fucking reds.
17. It's a discipline problem.
Yeah.
Get a hold of your locker room.
Now, I will say less points per game in those red cards than Liverpool, City, and Tottenham. So that could be a managerial problem.
We should be playing with 11 men.
Red card's a white flag. Red card is a white flag for Arsenal.
That's a good take.
We should be playing with 11 men at all times. That should be the goal.
Yeah.
Smart.
11 men for 90 minutes, and you have none of those problems.
If we get another red card this season,
you'll shave your dreads?
Oh, that's easy. That's an easy way out, bro. That's not punishment.
You'll wax your pubes?
That's not punishment. I'm dying to find a reason to shave my dreads. If we get another
10K subs on Pitch Picks, he'll shave his dreads.
If we get another red card this season, I'm out on this team.
No.
Whoa.
As in, you're not watching games. No Champions League. No Premier League. You're not watching any. You're out.
I'm not a supporter, I'm a participant. I mean, there's nothing. I've been watching Arsenal games since 1996. I have nothing else to do in my life. It's. I'm not emotionally invested. I'm a participant. I'm not a supporter.
Wow.
Three fucking red cards in 8 games is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I don't care whose fucking fault it is. We've been hard done all three of the red cards. They could have gone either way.
Even though you only acknowledge one as a real red, it's still unacceptable?
I don't acknowledge all three. They could have gone all three. All three could have gone either way, but we still got them. 3 in 8 games is fucking insane. Especially.
And it's big players, too. It's not like it's been scrubs. Trossard, Rice, Saliba, all key components of this team. Especially with Odegaard out.
I literally was. I couldn't play. I couldn't play for. He's not. He's not joking, by the way.
I know. And hey, we know. We play. Know this
he,
is no joke.
He logged in. He logged in. I saw his Dinga United thing pop up. Dinga United is now online.
He shut his.
I was like, fuck. I was mid game.
Quit. So I spamming invites. I started spamming.
Rage quit.
He sent me a fucking text message.
Maresh made you rage quit a game he wasn't text involved message. In.
Bro, I turned off. I still wanted to play FIFA. I turned off my PlayStation. He texts me. He's like, yo, pro clubs. And I'm like, nah, dude. What did I say?
I'm said,
nah,
I'm going to watch the Mets for a little bit. If they suck, I might back on.
Watch the Mets. If the Mets is boring, I want to play FIFA yesterday. I want to grind all night. I just could not do it.
You're so fucking soft.
I spent. Bro, the fucking Chelsea game sent me. It sent me to fucking Mars. That incident, seeing the exact same mirror image of the same thing that fucking happened to Saliba, sent me to Mars. I couldn't do it yesterday.
Mm. Well, sad. You know, I'll leave you with this. It was only even richer that you conceded the first goal off a set piece because you guys are the wizards, the best at set pieces.
That was a nice set piece.
And they just undressed you.
Flick on.
Undressed us and bent us over.
Yeah.
But I will say, if Martinelli buries that fucking shot and we go up 1-0, I think it's a completely different game.
You are a team that is competing consistently for the Premier League title 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
You cannot blame Martinelli there.
Yes, we can.
No. He has started a team with all defenders in it, and now you bring
if
on a
that,
guy.
He's one-on-one with the keeper, and he shoots it at his fucking chest for, what, the fifth time this year? If he puts that ball in the back of the net, Arsenal wins that game.
If you are a team that is competing for the Premier League title, one shot on target in the 79th minute should not be your level. You should have had 4 or 5 by then. That at least 2 of them should have gone in.
Chief just read the stats. We go down 10 men, it's a white flag almost. We suck.
It is.
So then when we go 10 men though. And we have the opportunity to put the ball in the net and you miss it, that's essentially the game.
That's the difference.
Zaza said the whole stream, now we're playing for set pieces. And then we finally break one, one-on-one with the keeper, and we shoot it off his fucking chest. If that goes in, Arsenal wins that game. Completely different game.
He had 0 shots before Saliba went off.
What did we play, 20 minutes?
It was like 30-ish, maybe?
Yeah, 30.
Zero shots in.
Look, I'll give you that. They came out flat, and it's a problem I have. I don't know why we come out so flat all the fucking time. It's ridiculous. I'll give you that. But late in that game, in that situation, without a doubt, if he bangs that shot, they win the game.
I would have taken having 11 people on the field the other thing. Game as opposed to 10.
Here's the other thing. Why are you flipping the tactic to start Trossard when you know he's an impact player? Start Martinelli, who's going to give you shit.
I agree with that.
Bring on Trossard.
You know who you sound like, Maresh? Oh, a certain at-the-midget Zimbo has been saying that.
But I don't get what that tactic was. You know he's better off the bench. You know he shows up when you need
him. Yeah, but the injuries. Like, Saka wasn't even active.
But Martinelli was fit to play.
Martinelli played.
I'm giving.
No, you're saying he should have started the game. Yes. Correct.
I'm giving Raheem Sterling one more game.
Hooked after 30 minutes. Hooked.
That's why I'm giving him one more. This was his game. This was his one game. If he hadn't performed in this game, I would have never wanted to see him ever again in my life.
But now you're seeing why.
But now Saliba sold him out. So.
But his game plan for this match, he doesn't put Nwaneri in there, who has got a creativity in that midfield, who could have added something that Marino couldn't.
Let's not get crazy. People believe
in the youth.
Listen, I love Nwaneri too. I love Nwaneri. I'm the biggest Nwaneri guy. I'm the biggest Haaland guy. I've been seeing this online everywhere and all that. People love this whole fantasy land, love to live in the fantasy land of, okay, yeah, you got the 16, 17-year-old, play him 24-7. Nah, dude, Nwaneri.
You don't play him 24-7, but in a game where you have no creative attacking midfielders on the pitch, that is a problem.
It's hindsight. It's after the game now. Hindsight is always 20-20. The kid is 17. He has no business starting away at Bournemouth in a game that counts 3 points, the actual 3 points that starts. Yeah, now it looks terrible because we played like shit and we got the fucking red card.
And when he
gets the spark, yeah, but the actual decision not to start him. People are crying for him to start.
Nah, I think that's a little crazy. Do you guys have any closing arguments on this Arsenal game before I move on?
Sterling, Carabao Cup is the next game I'm looking out for you. If you don't perform, brother, you're on a loan of fucking convenience. None of us wanted you here. Arteta's the one that said, he is my guy from City. I want to bring him here. That's why I gave you the chance, because Arteta.
When we signed him, you said he's going to be rejuvenated.
That's what I would have thought. A guy, a wounded dog. He was embarrassed, walked out of fucking Chelsea. He should be the hungriest man on the fucking planet. He should be the first guy on the training ground, last guy out of the training ground.
No, he's won it all. He's done it.
All right, let's talk about City and the voodoo that they pulled off. Another late winner, last 10 seconds of a game. Somehow they just pull another one out of their ass.
General.
It's always Wagwan General.
Wagwan General.
He's the devil. He's the last 10-second king. He did it against Arsenal. He did it again this week against Wolves. I mean, it's very controversial.
Not really. I think that I want to thank you guys, first of all, because we took a page out of your book. We had 18 corners, and every single one of those corners, Bernardo Silva, who's not a big fella, it was
wee man,
plastered against Saw. And it was like getting to the point where it was funny. Like, there was one where he accidentally stepped on Saw's foot, and then they were laughing about it. And every time the camera would punch in on Bernardo looking at his nipples, like, just it looked like a high school dance. And him and Saw were, like, literally having a conversation every time, like, laughing at each other. Like, yeah, can you believe I'm doing this? And that's out of your playbook. We learned that from you guys. You guys are the set-piece wizards. You got to put a guy on the goalie. You got to disrupt him. And he did a great job. The notion that, like, that was illegal was crazy.
And you know what? Had Arsenal not been doing this and implemented this strategy in the league, it'd be a bigger talking point.
Right, and that's why I'm thanking them. We wouldn't have thought of that.
But I'll say this. What you guys, if that happened against any other team, with the exception of Chelsea and the Big Six, it would be all over the media that they've gotten away with one. But it's you, and you have some sort of PR deal with Sky.
What are you talking about? You remember the game against us, United, where Rashford was decades offsides and then ran in front of Ruben
Diaz?
That's
called fucking strategy.
I can't handle this. Like, I can't handle this.
That's called
It's a red card.
That's called
the Chelsea player was way closer to Fofana, and yours, by the letter of the law, was allowed. And Bernardo Silva was so small and was ducking and also wasn't even in the line of sight. They got all of it right.
He didn't touch it.
They always get it right for City, right?
I mean, or maybe you just commit
City just
red cards.
Never gets
have
it
we
wrong.
Ever thought about that? Have we never considered the fact?
You're telling me Rice deserved that red. Trossard deserved that red.
I don't think Rice deserved that
red. You think Trossard deserved the red when we played you?
He broke the rules.
Come on, Rudy.
It was
crazy. That's fucking rubbish.
It was kind of crazy. But the Saliba one is a red, unfortunately.
It is.
He was ahead of him. He grabbed him and he pulled him down. And Ben White, who isn't exactly killing Mbappe, was 30 yards away from him.
Did you see what he did to your former fucking winger, Leroy Sané, when we played Bayern Munich last season?
No.
Ate him alive. Ben White ain't no slouch.
It's not last season.
No, I'm not
saying
that he's not closing down 30 yards.
Probably not.
I mean, probably I think
get the protractor. Hey, get the protractor.
I don't think there's anyone on planet Earth that closes that
I
down.
I mean, other than bouncing ball.
It's not a ball on the ground. It's a bouncing ball. You got to bring a bouncing ball under control. That slows you down completely. Ben White eats Evan Nielsen up in that situation 100 times out of 100.
The unfortunate reality is that we won't know.
Yeah, we'll never find out. We should schedule a foot race.
Whipping out the protractors and doing the fucking speed projections, doing miles per hour, distance times speed, whipping out triangles.
So I was going to go to the local Office Depot and just burn every protractor that they have.
But back to City, it was kind of – it was sketchy.
Look, if
it was sketchy.
If I'm being honest, and I'm not being biased, as an Arsenal fan, when I watched that set piece go in at the end, I didn't think it was that bad. I feel like we do the same shit every single week.
Yeah, and that's why they.
Ben White's out there doing cup checks to keepers most nights.
Yeah, glove checks, and look, I'm all for dark arts. I have no problem with it. It's just when you fucking scumbags find another way to weasel a fucking win when you didn't deserve it. It's annoying.
We had 80% possession. We had 80% possession. What do you mean we didn't deserve it?
You didn't deserve it.
No, I'll say this. It was like watching a U.S. women's national team match. The team sits back in a low block, entire team in their side of the pitch, and just saying, bring it to us. You got to score. You got to get around 10.
It's actually starting to bum me out because, like, it is the best strategy, but it is just a slog, man. Like, dealing with that many guys in the box, it's like...
I mean, you should be used to that many guys in your box, Rudy.
Ooh, pause.
I'll take it.
Hats off to Gary O'Neill. They had a strategy. They went out and they implemented it well. They needed to at least get a point if they could, and they played to do that.
Yeah, and I mean, they could have easily gone up 2-0. The big issue right now is that, like, we have really good ball-controlling midfielders, but now that teams are sitting back even more than they ever have, the counter is not chill, and we don't have athletic enough. Like, Rico Lewis, Kova, and Gundo are great players with the ball, but when on the counter, they're just not like exactly Speedy Gonzalez, so like they're not going to be able to recover. We didn't have Kyle Walker, who usually is the safety net for that. So it's kind of sketchy right now, but there's not really any other method that we can really implement. Like Guardiola said after the game, he's like, there's not really anything I can change to fix that issue. Thank God for Yasko Guardiola. We need goals outside of the box, and that dude, we might have to play him at right back, because if he's banging these in off foot,
that's what I was about to say. He's left footed.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. He only scores bangers for City. He's gotten a couple now. Yeah.
That for that to be as weak a foot is crazy.
Yeah. So that's promising. I mean, we haven't suffered a loss, so it's hard to complain, but there's a few sketchies.
You haven't looked like City.
Yeah.
And they still haven't lost, which is the problem.
What do you mean? Yeah. Haaland's got a hat trick already. He's got 10 goals.
No, right? I know. But,
no, but there's something off about that team.
Well, I'll tell you what's off about KDB and Rodri.
Yeah.
Okay, but even before that, they didn't look as great.
We were skull fucking team.
Yeah. Not 10 man Arsenal.
That was without KDB.
I thought you were one of the best teams in the world.
We are. Well I don't know. We're headed towards dangerous waters.
People aren't really talking about it, but just not having KDB and Rodri is just a huge issue.
And you guys still won't lose. So,
yeah. But listen, here's the thing: you need those.
They'll lose eventually. Yeah, like they can't do this.
Yeah, you need those last minute ones, and we've pretty much used. You only get, I mean, three would be crazy, but like you only get so many of those in a season, and we're already at kind of the limit, I would say. So
yeah, if you play like that, home and away with Liverpool will be tough matches. Very, very especially the way that their defensive back is playing right now. Like,
I honestly weirdly would prefer that at this point versus the Wolves and the lower half table teams that just sit back. Like, well, that
they,
is
like Wolves is winless. Like, I think they have like one point.
Yeah, yeah, they have the draw against Forest. That's
they
it.
They needed
a almost
dude,
beat Arsenal.
If you could get 11 pedestrians and put them in the box, it's still going to be difficult to score. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we play against Liverpool, at least it's not going to be that. So
yeah, they'll go at you.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know why people complaining.
Well,
why people complaining, man? That's a goal.
Thank you, Zal.
City wasn't the only Manchester team to win this week.
Question. Wait, hold on, because I got to give this out quick.
Get it out, King.
Speak. It's not even a question. It's not even a question. It's as clear a goal as a goal can be. There's no. I don't even know why we went to VAR. That should have been just. If they had questions about it, they should have just looked at it quick. Literally. A guy can stand in front of the keeper.
Yeah, yeah, and especially I mean,
a guy can touch the keeper. You can. It's a contact sport. It's
so thank that, God it was Bernardo Silva.
What I don't like.
Yeah,
I thought you said you had a question.
I just hadn't given my opinion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you think it's goal clear? Is that
you're trying to move on without me giving my opinion? Yeah.
It's my bad. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Clear as day.
Yeah.
You just think you're in the deep dark abyss.
Yeah. What?
I didn't know you were coming back from the abyss.
But I mean, I have to pop out here and there. Yeah. I'm known. I've been. This is the goal.
No, totally.
Thing that I was fighting with Arsenal. Yep. I got fucking slaughtered on
hey,
Instagram.
Honorable for you.
Honorable.
Facebook. And
yeah.
All that.
Hey, he's objective and Facebook. Fair. Yeah. Never biased.
Yep.
Very going objective. To the trenches on Facebook. That's crazy.
Very, very fair. Very objective. But yeah, so nothing wrong with it. I don't know why there's a whole lot of hoo blah blah, and I know why there's a whole lot of hoo blah blah because a whole narrative was set when we did it. So I think the City thing is fair. I think what we do is fair. It's just where I'm now asking the media, like, yo, where's your minerals? You guys called us when Ben White did that, when he pulled the I forgot whose glove it was. Was it the Brighton keeper? Was the Brighton keeper's glove off? There was an article in every single publication. You pointed out the incident. I remember the incident. Bernardo Silva went and he stood on Jose Sa's thingy.
Well, there was a lot of media coverage on it, Sa. There was a lot of people infuriated with City's goal.
What are they writing? Not people. The media. Well,
nowadays the media is the people. People on social media.
I ain't seen no dark arts. They're saying they're more questioning.
There is plenty of people on the internet.
They're more questioning whether it's a goal or not. Is what I'm seeing.
Well, that's kind of
very blatant. We were told we were criminals. They were running. Fucking. They put Ben White. They put Ben White in the Grim Reaper.
Don't make me play the violin again.
Newspaper.
No, I'm with Zah. Zah gets it. Now Zah gets it. When you're good, criminal.
I'm fucking.
I'm with Zah on this one, dude. As soon as you get good at something, they're like, they throw the flag.
I swear to God.
Welcome.
It's a 38 game season. Pray. Stop praying right now that Manchester United does not get into the weeds and you don't start getting screwed because the way I'm going to.
What do you mean? We were at home. We were at home.
Folks thought I was going to slip up. Absolutely not.
We were at home and Bruno was sent off with a straight red. What do you mean if we're going to get screwed over?
Don't worry.
You didn't see me make going green screen on TikTok crying.
Don't worry.
So you will get. I'm going to tell you this right now.
We're going to get our restitution.
He's getting his look in right now, which I respect. You got to do it, but you are going to get another chance.
Of course, I'm waiting.
There's
no way. You got cooked once, and now his feelings are hurt. Oh, no.
Well, Maresh.
Maresh.
You.
Maresh.
I sit here, and I take it every fucking from the
win.
Whole panel. Chief didn't even go in on you.
Put that camera on your
take
face.
It away. Take
this
it
is
away.
Your moment.
2-1.
3 points. 3 point collectors.
Woo!
3 point collectors, FC. Back to what we do. Big man Ting in it. You done know?
You done know? All I'm saying is the fact you had the balls to make a video saying title charge back on after a win against Brentford.
Listen here. If you don't believe in your club for 38 weeks, then fuck off. Fuck right on off. If you don't believe until the dying embers, then what the fuck do you have
what
to do?
What title charge
what the
are
fuck
you talking
do you have to do?
About?
We're fans. We have to go sit there and enjoy this and have fun.
Title charge?
We're only, maybe. Again, we're only 3 points off the mighty Chelsea. We're only 2 points off the mighty Tottenham. We're going to be 3 points off you after
you left
we go
somebody
into,
out there, brother.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm not worried. 3 points off the mighty Arsenal once we go into London Stadium next week. Because you ain't getting three.
I'll tell
you. We're getting three at the Emirates? Fuck you mean?
Oh, yeah. All right, cool. Kivior is going to get you all three of those for sure.
Bob Maresh, I respect the hell out of it. There's going to be some comeuppance if things go the way that I think.
You never know. You never know.
I will
great,
say this.
Great, great second half. If we play that way in the second half, if we play that way consistently and we can implement whatever system and whatever halftime talk he did, great. You four on this panel laughed at the thought of Eriksen and Casemiro in the middle of the
park. Oh, they had a good game.
They kept things. I laughed at Johnny Evans.
Johnny Evans.
I never will laugh at Johnny Evans.
But they kept things compact.
I laughed with Johnny Evans.
They kept things compact. Lissandro, great performance at left back. Obviously not his position, but he put in a good shift there. De Ligt, I mean, mentality monster.
The energy. Throwing. I mean, this is where I get sad for you. You're throwing a fucking parade for beating Brentford at home.
Brentford's a good team.
They're solid.
They're better than Bournemouth
for the first 10 minutes of every game.
They gave City a hell of a match.
Mm-hmm.
For,
did they not?
For a minute.
They did.
Didn't they give you 90 minutes?
Yeah, and then the first 20, it was a shock and awe campaign.
Yeah. I don't know why now we're all of a sudden discrediting Brentford.
I thought
because I remember that Za was licking his
to do with Brentford.
Huh?
What's Bournemouth got to do with Brentford?
Cuz you were licking your fucking chops at a +350 line saying that you were going to take chops. It. You were going to take it. You were going to take Za, shut the fuck up. You said 4-0 away at Bournemouth and you got nil. You were the nil. You could have had 3 past you.
Just
you said 4-0. The only thing I said about my team was Manchester United money line, and they went out and they did that damn thing. So shut the fuck up.
Damn.
Against Brentford.
Woo.
That shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay, okay, but the title contending team loses to Bournemouth, and they slipped up. They slipped up.
No one
said that? No one on this panel said that.
Just saying. You guys were all licking your chops. Chief took the Brentford double chance. Didn't hit.
Almost hit.
Over hit.
Yeah. Almost hit it.
That's it. They didn't do nothing in the second half.
I said it was going to be a tie.
Listen, it was a good game. I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed my Saturday. I enjoyed my Sunday. And I could not wait. I was waiting all weekend for Monday afternoon.
I'm happy.
And
for
now
you.
We're here.
I'm happy for you.
Rasmus
looked great.
He looked insane.
That was a very, very good showing from
Rashy. Yeah.
Rashford with that ball to Garnacho. Oh,
that was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice.
Actually, you know what? I believe, not to go back to another thing Zaha said last week, but I believe he said.
Bro, I'm just giving you props.
I believe
I've
he
bigged up your team.
I believe he
I've been bigging up
I believe,
your team
I believe,
the entire segment.
I believe the clip started off like this. It's my Super Bowl Saturday morning, 9 a.m. I got it circled on my calendar. Ooh, it's my Super Bowl. Shut the hell up.
I've been there.
Get out of here.
Some Super Bowls don't go right. Broncos, Seahawks. Sometimes it just everything seems to be adding up, and then it just comes crashing down. I thought that it was going to be a bad afternoon. It was so vintage United to De Ligt to have his head bleeding, begging to stay in the game. And I'm like, oh, man.
That was crazy. Oh,
they cannot score in this corner.
I mean, it's Arsenal's doctors sabotaging this club.
That asshole.
How do you not bandage him up?
You almost fucked you.
He did fuck us. What do you mean?
That was the zone. That was the zone. That
exactly.
That was the zone. You guys saw what happened?
Oh, it was crazy.
This guy presided. He was the when Kroenke started buying in 07.
Yep.
He's the one that came in with the American Revolution
Paul Revere.
No. The previous CEO Gazidis came in. Him. It was Gazidis. Shad Forsyth. Some dude. I think he was like the Rams. He was like the Rams guy or like the Eagles guy. And the doctor, this doctor, O'Driscoll, he came from like the Irish rugby team or something, presided over our worst period in terms of injury and recovery in Arsenal history. I celebrated when United came to get him at the end of last season. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, this fucker is gone. This asshole is gone. And then fast forward. To 9 a.m. before we kicked off, by the way. So I'm still in high spirits. I'm watching that United game.
Oh, we saw your video.
I'm still in high
spirits. We saw your video that you posted.
Yeah.
That's why you post at full time. That's why you post at full time.
The guy, he ruins the... So he sent De Ligt back on without even... He kind of just wiped him off. Wiped the thing off. Sent him on without actually patching it up. He then started... De Ligt started re-bleeding, and that's when he was pulled off the second time, and that was the time for
him. And I have no qualms with the referee. The letter of the law
says...
The letter of the law states if you're bleeding or blood is on your jersey, you have to come off, and that's what happened.
That's on the doctor. You don't do a shoddy job the first time round. He should have fucking done a proper job the first time round.
Also, what was Dallow doing?
No, he threw the ball right at them. What an idiot.
Dallow's lost right now.
Dude, yeah, he's on Kyle Walker.
He's 1-on-1.
He's been overplayed. He's playing on the left one day. Next day, week he's playing on the right. He doesn't know where he's
going. I'm on the corner. I'm talking on the corner.
He's a right back. He's awful at set pieces.
Are you sure?
He's a right back.
He's been playing left back.
Because Fat Boy Shaw's at the chippy.
Yeah.
Can't stay on the pitch.
Yeah. I miss him.
I think it's 37 games he's missed.
Damn.
Quiet quitting.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Anyway, Liverpool beat Chelsea, and I mean, I think Liverpool might be the best team in the Premier League right now. They won that game 2-1 without Alisson in net, and they just keep finding ways to win. I mean, Arnie Slot has done an incredible job there. Mo Salah looks great. I know City is City, but I think Liverpool's the team to beat right now. Right now in the Prem. Now, if fast forward January, February comes, I'm sure that'll flip. Mm-hmm. But going into Christmas break,
let's not go too crazy. Robert Sanchez absolutely took a shit on that second one.
And also, I don't know why Fofana was like, I can't believe that's a penalty. He like absolutely just took the dude out.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was Colwell, I think.
Colwell. I always mix
it. Fofana's out. I think they had to start Tosin.
I said Fofana earlier. Was it Colwell or Fofana that was on
Colwell.
The
right? Cole.
Oh, my bad. I said
not
Fofana
being not
earlier.
The Rudy. You're not racist at all. Them motherfuckers look exactly the same.
Yeah, they do.
I'll say it for you. Them two motherfuckers look exactly the same.
But, yeah, no, I mean, I think that this was the one where we were like, oh, Chelsea.
Yeah, we all said it on the pod. Like, yeah, once we heard Alisson was out, everyone flipped to Chelsea. And then, bro, Liverpool handled business.
Big controversy. A lot of Chelsea fans are calling for
that
penalty on Sancho. Did Trent get him?
All I'm going to say, penalty.
All I'm going to say is Trent had that boy locked up in a cage.
That is a
hooked.
Penalty or no? That's a penalty.
I don't know.
That's a penalty.
He did sprint by him a couple times.
It's a penalty.
He was jockeying, doing his little That's all he did. Cooked at halftime.
You are an evil, vindictive man.
And Neto looked so much better than Sancho.
Curtis Jones. Wow. Can we? Where is he? Was he even playing? Palmer.
I know.
Anyone seen him?
He was there.
Here comes Zaw. This is Zaw's only win of the weekend. Cole Palmer didn't score.
I couldn't even, brother. I couldn't.
He didn't score.
I couldn't even make a comment.
He had a free kick that was
because
in the
William Saliba.
Oh, it was so bad.
Because William Saliba just decided to do what he does.
I'll say this about Chelsea. Hand up. I'll show my hands are up. I was very wrong about Caicedo and Lavia. They both played very, very, mm-hmm. very
Caicedo's been actually
yeah, he's
solid.
Been pretty
he's
solid
turned it around.
Year.
He started
yeah.
off, he was looked yeah. like
he
was
going
to be a
the,
flop.
He gave, yeah, Caicedo gave the, who was, he gave the assist for Jackson's goal.
I believe so. Mm-hmm. But they both played really well in the middle of the park. They were forcing turnovers. They looked good.
What's incredible is that Chelsea midfield very easily could have been the Liverpool midfield.
Yeah, they both rejected
both
for the money.
Linked. They were both linked last. It was last summer. Mm-hmm. Last summer, and they were both very, very close. To it was going to be Liverpool's midfield was going to be Lavia and Saucedo. Now they're playing for Chelsea.
The biggest thing I noticed, I said it in the group text, was that like at the end of that game, like, Chelsea just has too many children. Like, you need a grown man somewhere, and they had that in Conor Gallagher.
Yeah, that's
in the
good
middle
point.
Of the park, and it's like, so Caicedo has been great and everything, and Enzo I would qualify as like a grown man, I suppose, but still, it's like, you looked at that lineup, and it was all
Enzo
kids.
Might be out of the job soon with Caicedo or say. Caicedo and Lavia play that well. I don't know.
Yeah. Agreed, and he got subbed in. He didn't even start.
Again, another. It's always here's the thing. Here's the thing. Saka does any of this.
How did you get to Saka?
Hasn't even played this weekend.
Saka does any of this shit. It's main news. Palmer missing, but no. Let's talk about something else. Enzo, $120 million, has done nothing. But no, let's talk about anything, something
Dude,
else.
It's almost,
well,
Saka, it's almost pointless Saka talking breeds. About the price tag on a Chelsea
Saka
player.
Breeds. This guy's bad. Saka.
I don't know how you turn this into a Saka.
I actually know what you're saying, though. But you know what's going to happen, Zaw, is that you just have to be patient. Because Cole Palmer right now is on the ascension. It's like, oh, wow, this guy's amazing. If you give it like a year, every time he plays bad now, people are going to be like, oh, he fell off.
Yeah, that's fair.
I would have let.
That's why no one's saying nothing about Palmer now.
I was dying to let people know this fucking weekend, but Saliba got a fall.
What if they could just both be great?
I think that's already the case.
Yeah. No, what if?
That's just what my eyes say.
What if we all just had fun?
Yeah.
Brits love hate, so they can't both exist.
We love hate, too.
I love hate.
Yeah.
Hate's
this whole podcast
in the world.
We all hate watch each other's teams.
Yeah.
Like, me and Zah watch United to text you after they lose. We watch Forest to text you. And then we can't text Rudy because they don't fucking lose.
I couldn't even watch. I'm rich. I'll get.
I mean, you could barely. You could barely.
I guess,
text
like
me.
The draw, we get the texture. You're like, haha. Oh wait, you still got a point.
Listen, I know I'm not going to get my licks all the time, but I had to come prepared.
Hey, I will tip my cap to Maresh. You took full advantage of your opportunity.
You guys read
today.
The bits. I'll give it to you.
The cherry pie, the mini violins. That was beautiful work.
Shout out Maresh.
Mm-hmm. I'm just a vehicle.
Yeah. That was unbelievable.
I got to spice up the show a little bit.
That was
on,
great.
I sit here like a sad puppy who just with a cone on his head every fucking week.
Yeah, no,
I
that's find, fair.
The cone's off, bitch. That's the cone's fair. Off.
Tails wagging.
I can sniff around now.
This is junkyard dog Maresh. Yeah.
I love the dog.
The shelter good puppy.
I just hope it doesn't come at our expense every time.
Good stuff.
But like how – you can't kick a Forest fan in the dick. Like, you know that downfall's coming.
No, I mean
– why?
Why? They went out and got three – they got took
you guys
care
are,
of business.
Bro.
What?
You tell me what. Like, look, I watched the game with you. It was great. Like, Chris Wood put one in the net after he missed the first three chances. Good. All right,
so it should have been 4-0?
Great. Yeah, it should have been, but it wasn't.
Yeah, but another clean sheet.
And look.
Six goals allowed on the year.
You guys won. You guys look good, but, like, do you think this is sustainable? Do you think you're actually going to finish top 10 come May? Honestly.
Yeah, I think that they could. They won today. No Nuno. He was suspended. No James Ward-Prowse. No Morgan Gibbs-White, who is our most important player by far. They got a result. They got a win against a team that was desperate for one. And Ketia was close.
I think it's ridiculous. You're talking about injuries when you have Prime R9 and fucking Anderson just sitting on the bench. I had no clue who he was. He was just chopping everyone.
Yeah,
down.
Elliot Anderson's a player.
We there for the stream. What game was it when Brighton, right? Was it Brighton that Partey scored?
I think
Timber
so.
Was who you called a Prime R9.
No. The party.
Probably
goal.
Brighton. I believe.
If you were there, I was going to do that to you if Eddie scored. If Eddie had scored in that moment, I'm not. I wasn't talking to Maresh in that instance.
Yeah.
I was just going to come take two laps in the fucking gambling cave and gone back into my studio.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you Eddie Nketiah has buyer's remorse. I bet you he wishes he was backing up Chris Wood right now. That's what I bet he wishes. Give him 30 minutes at the end after Chris Wood already scored.
Super sub Eddie.
I'll say this for you, Chief. It is Forest are looking like a tough team to break down defensively.
Milenkovic has made all the difference in the world. We're also without Sangari. We're also without Danilo. So our whole starting midfield was out. And has been out, and they just keep it rolling. So
you're always a counter away from another goal because no one's going to get past like your holding midfielders.
Yeah, Ryan Yates,
you love that little rat.
I fucking love that guy. If he's born here, he would have been a hockey player. He's such a little fucking rat. I love him.
Carbomb?
What's that?
Carcillo.
Yeah, like Andrew Shaw, like Brad Marchand. He just pisses everybody off. He's absolutely great. He wins fouls the right way. He's a smart player. He's limited with what he can do offensively. He's still the heartbeat of this team. I love that guy. Nottingham, born and raised, proper captain. Maybe he should get called up.
Yeah. Why are you upset?
What's wrong with Ryan Yates?
His chest.
It's what's wrong with Ryan Yates?
Brother, I'm the only one not fucking dancing here.
Oh. You want to dance? I can play some music for you.
Yeah. Wait.
Play some music for you.
Oh no.
But, no, this team, they do have staying power because you're right. Even, and then the few times they did get broken down the last couple of weeks, Matt Sells has turned into the fucking Superman.
Oh, yeah.
So they're looking
Prime
dangerous. They got Steve Cooper and Leicester on Friday. Quick turnaround. Premier League trying to screw us again with that schedule. And that's a short turnaround.
That's crazy.
A Leicester
insane.
That is coming off a red hot win.
You guys are known for making noise when you've been hard done. Is your club going to say something about that?
About what?
About the Friday game? Because you guys moaned about the VAR thing.
I don't know that we can because Marinakis has a 5-game stadium suspension. The owner, okay. Nuno's out for three.
How does the owner get suspended from a stadium he owns?
I think he was tearing shit up. Marinakis is a bad man. And he's a big boy. And I think he lost his mind. I can't remember. It was after the Everton game. Or was it Everton? I can't remember who it even was. But they gave him a 5-match ban.
That's crazy.
So he can't even go. He can't go. Maybe it was the Fulham game. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so he's got a 5-match ban. Wait, is what it is.
Bro, you have no reason to be playing on Friday.
I agree. I agree.
It's because everyone else is in Europe.
They could have put it on Saturday.
They could have put
Southampton.
Brentford Ipswich.
Yeah. They could have.
But I guess
you have absolutely no
rights. It's absurd that they did that. But whatever. We'll just keep picking up points. That's another winnable game. Keep climbing the table. Keep sniffing around Europe. That's what this team's going. We're going back to Europe.
You look exactly like I said it a couple weeks ago. You look exactly like that Nuno Wolves team that did get to Europe.
Yeah.
You look exactly like that team.
Yeah, I do think
with better talent.
That's what I was going to say. I do think the talent at the top end is better.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get healthy, because Sangare is going to come back in, I think January, Danilo's due back in, December. So they have more depth and more reinforcements coming. That midfield is so deep with you. Saw Elliot Anderson.
Yeah, he's good.
James Ward-Prowse, Ryan Yates. They keep trying to take his shirt and his armband away. They keep bringing everybody to take his spot. He says no.
No.
Yeah.
He says, this is mine. I am Nottingham. They won't. He earns it every single week. He was instrumental again today. That back four, that Moreno, which West Ham is like, we have no use for this guy. Yeah, we'll take him. He'll be our starting left back. Olaena. Stud.
Those tricky trees.
Picked him up on a free. So this team, you know, it's like we skip over them because they're like the
we
small.
We don't skip over
them. No, but most people
do. Does,
most
yeah.
people
not
do.
Anymore.
Smokes, you and I had a conference call.
Yeah.
these guys run a podcast in England. And they're like, well, we wouldn't talk about Forest against Palace. And I was like, okay. like this team is going to Europe. So you might start talking about them. I'm elated with this team. It's a great start. No Nuno, no Gibbs White, no problem. This team keeps it rolling.
I'm happy for you. And unfortunately, this is just like the worst week of your life because not only did Arsenal lose, not only did United win, not only did City win, Spurs win 4-1 against West Ham, and they fucking throttled him. Son put that guy in a fucking blender. Don't even know his name. He shouldn't even have a job the way he got cooked. Are the Spurs good, or did they just play a shite team in West Ham?
Spurs are good.
I can't say.
I would say that Spurs spanked them, but Kudus spanked them back. Yeah. Kudus was going
what
thinking
is
like,
what was
T'challa.
He thinking?
He's an idiot.
He is so dumb.
He's an idiot. He's a fucking idiot.
I love it because now he misses a match against United. He's their best player.
Oh, my God. He's a moron.
He blew a gasket big time.
Because he could have got something for the like
bro,
the initial
they were already,
dust up.
They were already fucking
down. He went
down
back for more.
They were already down 4-1.
What's the point?
It's like, why are you taking a red? Why are you taking a 3? And those ones, so the Saliba one, I'm not sure. For once, I was actually being genuine. I wasn't talking about the incident. I was talking about the red card.
Those ones,
I'm not sure. Apparently, those ones, they changed the rules. So the Saliba one might just be one game.
Saliba's just
mistaken.
One. I think Kudus might miss.
Kudus, because that's violent conduct. That's definitely.
Two. Yeah. That a one, lot of the guys one, who got reds this weekend, because there's 5 on just Saturday.
The Kudus one is definitely 3. That one might actually be. So if it's violent conduct, they can actually look at it again and put more games. So that one they can, if it was deemed unnecessary. Because didn't he eye gouge, right?
He
kind of slapped
he
like.
Open hand, like punch slapped. 2 players.
Yeah.
And then he caught a ricochet, too. He got Richarlison, too.
Oh,
who is actually the most gifted player ever at getting hit in the face.
I fucking hate Richarlison. I would say he's my most hated guy.
Well, he came. So Kudus hit Van de Ven in the face. He pawed him. And then Richarlison came storming in like he does and just ran into Kudus' shoulder.
Oh, that's what it was.
Just nose straight to his collarbone.
And he hit Sarr.
Yeah, those ones were bad, but the funniest thing is Richarlison. I can't get enough of that guy.
I fucking hate him.
He's so funny.
Yeah, they're in form, which is not good.
No.
We'll see, Ash. Yeah. We'll see.
I said, like, they are coming off a really tough loss before the break. They was either going to go out and avenge it, or they were going to, like, sit there and sulk, and they avenged it in a big way.
Kulusevski.
Yeah.
He's been a top player.
Big goal.
Mm-hmm.
Another game that... honestly, put my brain in a blender. I watched pretty much this whole game was Newcastle losing at home to Brighton 1-0. I mean, Newcastle dominated that game from start to finish. They had so many chances, controlled possession, and then Danny Welbeck. I mean, this guy just keeps finding the back of the net.
I don't get this guy.
That's a sad one because he got stretchered off. He did end up getting stretchered off.
Oh, Welbs is out?
Yeah, he did something to his back. He was like screaming in agony.
Yeah.
Really
he's
bad for him.
Welbeck is the one guy. He's the one United guy. Granted, he also did play for us, but the other ones like Sylvester and all that, I hated him. Welbeck is the one United guy that I've always liked. And I'm so
shows
I'm,
up against I'm, United.
Well, that the second that's how he won me over. The second he was like, "Yo, fuck this whole respect thing. Fuck that bullshit." Scored, banged, and he went fucking ape shit. I was like, "Brother, I love you forever. You are my guy." That guy Wobbs that day became my guy when he's celebrating right in front of these guys' faces. Oh, they were like, "Oh, he would never. He's United through and through. He's been at United since 8. Wait, Welbeck was in your academy since like 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7 or 8.
And danced all over the grave.
Proper United. But they chased him out. They did the whole, so like what happened to Ilanga and them? What happened to Ilanga where he is the academy kid who's solid, but because he didn't come with a big, very good player, as you can see now, still he's like 30, what? Welbeck's probably my age or older. He's like 35, maybe? 34, 35?
Is he that old?
I don't think he's 32. That old. I don't
Welbeck is probably my age if I'm going to.
He's 33. He's older than, I thought he was going to be 31. Yeah, but no. Yeah, 33.
Welbeck's been around for a while.
Yeah.
And he still banging them in.
Newcastle's got a weird scoring bug, though. Like, they can't find the back of that. Isak was through. And that's a position where he does. Buries, his bread and butter.
That white dude, that looks like he belongs in Lord of the Rings.
Anthony Gordon.
He's kind of nasty.
Missed that one-on-one at the end.
He missed a PK last week, too. They're going to chase
him. Oh, my dude. That was the worst penalty I've ever seen in my entire life. Who was it? I don't know if it was Newcastle. I think it was.
Was it?
I posted it on Pitch Picks.
It was Gordon.
It was the worst penalty. Hold on. It was Fulham. Worst penalty attempt I've ever seen in my life.
Fulham penalty
against Villa. They had a penalty.
Correct. Oh, the one. Okay, I know.
Worst attempt. Okay. That's like when one you accidentally tap B in FIFA.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just roll it at the keeper's feet. Like, it was horrible.
It was very predictable the whole way through.
Yeah.
That was rubbish. But
another red card in that game.
Yeah. Shout out Villa. I know we don't really talk about them, but they handled business on the road. They beat Fulham 3-1. And Rudy, first gambling win, a second gambling win of the year. He's back. He's bad. Give him the cash. Villa money line. Mazel tov, Rudolph.
I mean, now I'm looking at it, it's not that bad. It's like I was 1-4, now I'm 2-4 or whatever.
Clawing out.
Yeah. So, but thank God.
You needed that.
I didn't look like it was going to happen either. And then, like, they were doing everything to lose that game, and then they just finally figured it out. Own goals. Also, who is it Rodgers on?
Morgan Rodgers. He's a City Academy product.
First of all, dude.
He had a hat trick.
Okay, his first goal. It's cool that you scored a goal that was a deflection, but we can't be doing the cold celebration when you're aiming.
Oh, he's been doing it. He started it.
He actually started
it. Okay, regardless.
It doesn't belong to him.
Regardless, if you're aiming bottom right and it deflects and goes low left, don't hit the I'm cold.
Cole did that too, though, once. I forgot who they played. Was it United? Or he did it to someone.
Oh, it was against United, yeah.
He was like, "I couldn't believe I was unmarked," and it went off the defender's chest and went in.
Yeah,
that was a game winner.
My gripe has nothing to do with the fact that I was just begging for them to win. I was like, we cannot be celebrating like this on the first goal. Like, anyways, thank God.
Ollie Watkins found the back of the net too.
Schneid. Honestly, it was a huge W. I bet Saka for Golden Boot, and
you're the devil.
My powers are more powerful than I ever expected.
Mushed him out of the lineup.
Didn't play.
Mushed him out of the lineup.
He might be out for 6 weeks.
What? It's a
hamstring injury. Yeah, he didn't practice again today.
Oh, my days. We're fucked.
It's a hamstring injury. I'm telling you, just
get ready to learn Europa League, buddy. Carabao Cup season.
Ready. By the way, for the haters out there, can I just point out, it's very big of me today that even though I'm in mourning and I'm very angry at him, I'm in mourning. He fucking disappointed me. He let the entire fan base out. Today, I came out wearing my guy's jersey.
Solidarity.
You really are the bigger man, Zoff.
I just wanted that to be on record.
Very nice.
That's because he can play in that jersey with that patch you've got on it. That's why you did it.
It's awesome. Yep. That's
okay in that league.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's this is only long sleeved, and the weather we're in between weather. Where it's too hot for an actual sweater, so this is perfect. That's the only reason why.
Shout out Lester. Shout out Lester. I mean, the only people that are more down in the dumps than Zaw is Southampton. They were at home, had a chance to get their first win. They were up 2-0, and they blew it to Leicester. Leicester scores 3 unanswered in the second half.
I'll tell you what, Chief. That is one that Friday circled on Steve Cooper's calendar. He's coming off a big win. Those boys are fired up, and he wants nothing more than to beat you boys.
Money on the board for him, for sure. Look at, I love Stevie Cooper.
Zaw's doing the boom. He's back.
That's and that is kind of like the closest thing they have to a derby now. Forrest and Leicester. So it's a big game. I love the spotlight. I love being the only game sometimes. It was fun today. Run it back on Friday. Three more points would be
That's a big spot.
Yeah.
You would come.
I mean, we're already halfway to our total of points last year.
Which is nuts.
Which is crazy. With the points deduction. Yeah, so
hats off to Nuno and the boys.
Yeah.
Monday, shout out them trees.
Monday night is not as bad as Friday night. Monday night, because people are already thinking about the it. Next. So, like, your game's gone. We're already thinking about Champions League.
Yep.
Friday night, bro, if you lose on Friday, you have the whole weekend.
I don't think that.
I was doing all of Sunday watching City. Knowing Saliba fucking got a red.
This is a tough one.
I just don't think that they can break us down. Like, I really don't. I think we'll get them on the counter. I think Forrest defensively is as rock solid as it gets.
And offensively, they've been
that
good.
That Mandini dude is good.
Is it home or away?
It's away.
Oh, you guys are prime.
Also, dude, like, that was an unbelievable. They got a goal, and then off of just how good Mandini is, and then you get a penalty, and then that third goal, Ramsdale just I don't even know. What's his name? Faze. Love that guy.
Yeah. David Luiz.
He's a quality player, but every time I watch him, he does something that is so dramatically awful that I can't.
Yeah, he's got a little Mustafi in him.
He's got a little Upamecano in Champions League.
Don't say that word.
He had they had a cross where there was no players around him, and he headed it like it was Robin Van Persie off the post. I can't get enough of that guy. Yeah. I don't think you should be worried. Them scoring three unanswered.
That's almost like they so used them all.
That's so out of
Jamie Vardy on the pitch.
Yeah.
Always a little bit of a threat.
Look, I had him golden boot. I hit it again. I'm not going to, you know, Jamie Vardy's a beast.
Were you geeking when
Oh, yeah. Give it to me. So that's a big game. I want to win that game, and it's a game I feel like we should win. Winning today kind of takes the pressure off of that because our goals are different. My goals are different than your goals. I do think Leicester is a quality team. I think they're going to stay up. So I think that there's four teams, I think, that are in the mix, and I don't think Leicester's one of them. I think they're for sure staying up.
Mustafi.
No,
I know,
no,
but
no,
I'm
no,
calling
no,
him
no,
Mustafi.
No,
no. Mustafi.
Do not. That's so insulting. That's worse. That actually, I genuinely say this. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. That's worse than calling me the N-word. you associating my name with Squadron Mustafi is.
Would you
possibly the highest insult you can give?
You prefer like,
I'm not
the Gervinho comments?
I'm sorry.
What? They call you Gervinho online?
He is. Mustafi. He just sucked. He. Fuck.
Mustafi.
He's number three. I hated him because he couldn't win games for us.
Mustafi
lost us games. Gervinho was useless up front. He used to fucking miss everything.
He's had a long week. Let's not send him back to the fucking realm.
I love him.
Can I have 10 seconds? I just want to
give you 10 seconds.
I want to give Nicky Smokes, a shout out. I want to give all the Arsenal fans, Nicky Smokes and all the Arsenal fans, a shout out because our lives were ruined, especially the American ones. Our lives were ruined. If you're in California, your life was ruined on Saturday at 8:30 in the morning. And you had to watch all of Sunday. You had to watch Man City last minute winner and the Liverpool stuff. So
it sucked.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the Arsenal fans going through it.
Thank you, Sal.
We gotta get BetterHelp as a sponsor for the show.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The Calm app. Something.
I don't know if they would be okay with us saying we love hate.
Yeah,
those two can do the ad reads.
Yeah,
that's more of a reason. BetterHelp. Let's work through it.
BetterHelp. If you're listening, we could go. You and I sessions. We could do it. We could do it live. Show them how good your therapy is.
Yeah.
Show them how good your therapy is. You know, we'll sit here with the lady or the gentleman or whoever does it. Yeah, I have to clear that up real quick before I get in trouble and we can do the whole thing.
All right. So before we do the betting recap, I want everyone to know that we are doing Pro Clubs Wednesday night. What time again?
We do them at 7 Central.
7 Central, 8 Eastern. We're doing Pro Club, so be sure to tune into that live stream. All right, betting recap, Golden Boot, the dirty bastard himself, Chief, strikes again.
Bring the boom, Chief. Bring the boom on him.
I don't know how to do the boom.
Who'd you have this week?
Jamie Vardy.
Wow. 5-1.
5-1.
That's a bad month.
I think it was plus 210.
That's
so that,
crazy.
Yeah, that's like the hottest streak of anything I've ever.
Yeah, done. 5-1 on goal scorers.
Yeah,
and
it's insane.
And footy is nuts.
And only
that's the most impressive thing on this show.
All
so
of them
far.
Are plus money except for Haaland.
Can you? Yeah. Can you give me one?
No. You just hit one. Oh, wait. No, you mushed Sokka out of the lineup.
Yeah.
I hit mine. I had Sun. He scored twice, but they only counted one. I'm 4-3. Maresh Dalap mushed him into the grave. 3-3 on the year. Zah, you fucking suck. You're 2-5. Xerxy didn't even sniff it. And then Rudy just mushed Sokka out of the lineup to move to 1-5.
That's what you get for hate picking.
That's dark arts right there. Dark arts.
But in Rudy's eyes, that's a win.
No. I'm talking the midget Jimbo.
That was out of spite, and it turned out.
You don't have the same powers as Rudy. You have to understand.
No, I wanted that. So it did work, but it didn't work.
It didn't help your agenda.
It didn't help enough. Yeah.
There it is. I needed United losing with Xerxy missing. An 89th minute 1-1 like Martinelli. That would have been great.
And then our official plays of the week. Chief had Brentford double chance and over 2.5 parlay. That missed. Rudy, Villa money line, plus 190. That hit. Zah had the Spurs, West Ham over 3.5. That hit. Nikki Smokes. All I do is hit these things, man. Spurs, West Ham, both teams to score, no draw, that hit. Maresh Johnson to score or assist. You are the kiss of death considering he scored in 6 straight games.
Seven
straight games. That missed. I'm 6-3. Maresh is 3-4. Zah is 3-4. Chief is 3-5. Rudy is 2-4. And then for our fantasy roundup, our top three in the Pitch Picks League, Burr Spurs, 29 points this week, 526 total. Hen Bronze, 11, 37 points this week, 514 total. Ben's Bozos, 35 points, 507 total. And you might as well just put me on that sheet, Maresh, because I'm in fourth place in the entire league, first place in this panel, 44 points, 495 total points, fourth place overall. Zah, you're in 50th with 452. Chiefs in 127th place with 358. But don't worry, there's one more person worse than you on this panel, and it's Maresh. A whopping 19 points this week. 308 total, 147th place. You don't know ball.
Ooh, getting a licks in a fantasy game. I got mine in the real life.
I don't know. To remember to log in.
I always forget, and I had that dirty mug.
You guys can make all the excuses you want. You're dead. You couldn't catch me if you wanted to.
That's fine.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in. We appreciate you guys for watching or listening. If you haven't already, please like and subscribe to the Pitch Picks social medias. We got YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We're trying to grow something special here. So shout out to all you guys that watched, and we'll see you on Friday. Thanks for watching.
Well, can't be doing that.